Thanks, Gavin. Employers Group IBEX says that despite disappointing preliminary growth figures for the third 3 months of the year, the Irish economy will outperform the rest of Europe and grow by 5.7% this year. In its latest quarterly economic outlook, it says the recovery finally reached the domestic economy with unemployment falling, investment increasing, and the Irish consumer looking ahead with more confidence. IBEX, though, highlights some risks and opportunities on the horizon for 2015. It says lower oil prices will add extra momentum to the consumer recovery, with every $10 fall in the price of a barrel of oil translating into an additional 100 million spending power for Irish consumers. IBEX forecasts continuing strong growth in 2015, and we'll have more on this when we're joined by IBEX chief economist Fergal O'Brien at 10 to 8. Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates have blamed the oil price fall on producers outside OPEC and reaffirmed their stance to keep output at current levels. Saudi Arabia's oil minister said he was 100% not pleased with the near 50% slide in crude oil prices since the middle of June, but said it was a lack of non-OPEC cooperation that was the key contributor to the sharp decline. Speaking at the same gathering, the United Arab Emirates energy minister said one of the principal reasons for the price falls was the irresponsible production of some producers from outside OPEC. Global energy forecasters are expecting less demand for OPEC oil in 2015 amid a rise in US shale production and a slowdown in demand in Europe and Asia. And average wholesale gas prices for December are down 25% compared to the same time last year. That's according to VEU's latest wholesale energy market report, and it's because of consistently weak demand, strong supplies, and a positive storage outlook. On the currency markets this morning, the euro is trading at $1.22.56 and at 78.31 pence sterling.